And we're living in the dark ages if we don't offer this option. And it would be a tremendous cost saving. And I don't really see any good arguments against it, frankly.
Thank you, Alex. I have Arlene, and then Dan, and then I'll take other people for discussion. Okay, Arlene.
Nia wants to get on things.
Okay, I got you, Nia. Go ahead, Arlene.
Campbell. Okay, I have actually two comments. One is about issue number 3 with the opt-out for candidate statements. The issue there is that we won't be doing a mailing in advance of the ballots being mailed, and so I'm not sure how people opt out unless it's just by asking them to contact us and tell us that they don't, you know, want to receive this information by the mail, and I don't think that's going to be terribly effective. I would prefer to make it an opt-in where when we send out the ballot, people could then request a copy of the hard copy of the candidate statements if they aren't willing to look online or don't have access to online for some reason. That's the only way I can see that working. And then the second issue is that I agree with what Alex is saying about the 20th, getting into the 20th century with electronic voting. Thank you.
Ken to the stack.
Okay, Dan, then Nia, then Ken. I may put myself on, but I'll wait. Go ahead, Dan.
Campbell also.
You know, I have to say that I agree with Alex. I really feel that the whole thing should be electronic, and including the voting, and that if people want paper ballots, they should be told on the radio that they can request them. I mean, we are a radio network, and presumably people who are interested in voting in our elections listen to the radio occasionally or perhaps go to our website. If they don't, I'm not sure they really are the kind of well-informed listener whose efforts we need to pursue at great expense. But I think the whole thing should be electronically, and it should be clear that if someone is unable or doesn't have a computer or access to one, that they can make a request for a paper ballot and paper materials.
Thank you, Dan.
Arlene, Arlene to the stack.
Okay, I've got Campbell, Nia,
and Tracy for the stack.
Okay, so I've got...
I'd like to have a second bite. This is Alex.
I'm sorry?
Alex for the stack again, if
I'll put you at the end since you're the proponent. I'm going to sneeze, excuse me. Okay, Campbell, you're next. I'll finish calling you back afterwards.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have served on the election committee previously, and contrary to the belief of our esteemed colleague, this has been a point of serious discussion, and it's not something that can be just a management decision. And I think that it bringing it up in such a fashion without notice is disingenuous, at best. And I think that what we need to do is, despite the fact that a lot of people are into electronic voting, I can still recall hearing gentleman at Diebold saying that he was going to deliver Ohio for Bush. And people can do mischief in electronics. And the fact that we have still paper balloting in the country otherwise, I think, suggests that we aren't dealing with something that is entirely a fair process. And I think that the fact that a lot of people and many of our listeners and members are older folks who are not necessarily computer literate or savvy or very much involved with computers at all, I think we would just be pushing out a lot of people. We already have trouble trying to make a quorum, and this would just be something that I think in D.C. would aggravate the situation. Indeed, I think it may well aggravate the situation in any of our station locations. Thank you.
Thank you, Campbell. Mia, you're next. Mia, followed by Ken.
And moving to the stack.
Okay. Okay, so it's going to be Mia, Ken, Arlene, Tracy, Lydia, and Alex will have closing words unless somebody else...
Carolyn, on the stack, please. I asked to be on before.
Carolyn.
I'm sorry, didn't
you? No, I'm sorry, Carolyn. I apologize. You're actually ahead of Tracy and Lydia. I have to remember whether people have spoken on this motion or the thing just before. So. Okay. Thank you. Nia is next, followed by Ken.
Okay. I think, you know, during Arlene's report, she talked about doing solicitations via email and not being too sure how updated the email lists are. So I actually agree with her on that point. But I'm a little concerned about doing it wholesale. I would be for, actually, if people want to do a test. I think there was talk of, I'm also on the elections committee, talk of maybe testing to staff election. You know, that would be to decide which staff we would do it for, but I think that's the easy thing. The average age of our folks, like Kemba just said, I think is high 50s or 60-something. You know, there are board members in this foundation who don't have computers of their own. They have to go to the library and so forth. And that's not to embarrass anybody or to be disparaging, but I think we need to be sensitive to that. So just changing it now without testing it, I think it's better if we were to test it first. That said, I would like to make a motion to refer this to the elections committee meeting. The elections committee, because we are meeting tomorrow. And let's discuss it there. So that's my motion, is to refer it back to the, okay.
Thank you, Nia. Is that a second?
Teresa for the stack.
10 seconds. The motion's been, this is a new motion. So do
Hold
we
on.
Make a new stack?
Hold on just a second. She's making a motion to refer, correct, Nia?
Yes, to refer to the elections committee. I mean, we are meeting tomorrow.
Okay, is there a second?
I seconded. 10.
Campbell.
There were a whole lot of
seconds. Is there any objection? Yes, Carolyn. There is an objection. This has been to the election committee. The elections committee has considered it and has not passed a motion or not made a firm recommendation because, as I said at the last meeting, the elections committee is divided. It's just a waste of time to send it back to the committee. I think this body needs to look at the facts and deliberate and consider a lot of the issues, some of which have been brought up, some of which have not.
Point of order. I have a point of order. I'm sorry for interrupting. The election committee, Carolyn gave us two motions, and now we're on a third that Alex brought forward, and we haven't voted on the first two motions. And now we're going into debate on an unnoticed motion that Alex brought forward, bypassing two motions that the elections committee submitted to this meeting.
Right.
I think we're out of sequence here.
We're out of what?
I have a point of information.
It's a point of order. There were two motions about cost saving
and timeline.
And now we're on a third motion, which was only originated in this meeting. It didn't even get through the consensus of a committee. And now we're starting to debate it. It's not on the agenda, and it's going to throw the rest of our agenda way out of whack. And, I mean, I could talk for an hour on this issue. I don't want to. I think we should follow the agenda. I think we're way off agenda.
Somebody's free to call the question on the motion to refer if they'd like.
It's point of order.
Bill?
Actually, Alex's motion was a motion to amend motion one by adding another item to it. It wasn't a totally new motion.
Yeah, but you can't amend the – you know,
no.
What kind of an amendment is that?
It's unrelated.
You should buy a station in Cincinnati, just
That's
throw
right.
it onto the bill? He didn't make a change to the initial motion. He presented a new motion. It's not a – he didn't alter the existing motion. He made a new motion.
No, that's not true. He was addressing an issue in the original motion. Mm-mm. Which mode of election?
He's making a substitute motion.
You know,
he's adding. It wasn't a modification of the existing
Ken.
Motion.
Ken.
I apologize.
This is
Lydia.
I'll recognize you, Lydia.
And I'd just like to call a question, but when you recognize, I get recognized.
Question's been the motion to refer the amendment to the Elections Committee, which I think would refer the entire matter back to the Elections Committee, which is kind of a drag. But
I have a point of information, Summer.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard Carolyn say that this was already discussed in the Elections Committee meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't miss any meeting. Well,
okay.
Earlier I did not. So I'd like to know, when was this discussed to test it in two stations, and what was the vote count on that?
Folks, Mia, I appreciate your question, but it's not really germane in the middle of the calling the question on the motion to refer. It's a point of information I hope Carolyn can supply you with. So I'm ruling as it was an amendment to that first motion that had the three parts. The motion to refer would refer that whole thing.
Wait a minute. Summer, can you clarify? The committee, I took the minutes, so I should know. The first motion on the timeline was taken by Jane, who had to leave. And then I took the minutes for the motion on for the motions on the cost cutting, so which was the second part of the meeting. So can we take this in order and do the timeline? It's not all the same thing. They were all separate motions.
Well, I'm looking at three parts here. So somebody clarify me. I've got one, thinner paper for all materials except ballots, whichever is feasible and least expensive. Two, continue and expand a Central Pacifica Elections webpage on the Pacifica.org website controlled by NES to make information easier to access and incomplete. Pacifica will send people to it more through on-air announcements, event announcements, ballot material, et cetera. And then, for the candidate statements, allow votes to opt out from having statements mailed to them, voters, obviously, with more robust email, on-air, and website promotion of this option, and with a hard copy statement limited to 350 words per candidate, with a full 500-word statement available online. Those are the three things that are listed under Elections Committee. Carolyn said the first two were together. Somebody want to clarify it for me?
I am sending you... Oh, shit, it got... That cut off. I am about to send you the minutes. I took the minutes. They were individual votes.
I believe these are from the minutes, Nia. I think Bob sent
this. This is Lydia. Yes, he truncated everything, but they were individual votes. He didn't envision this all being handled.
That is correct.
And because Jane didn't,
we voted on them individually, and some of them were amended individually. I was on the call for that.
Okay, folks, you know what? This is seriously turning into a very chaotic situation. It appears to me there are three separate things under there. Someone please clarify whether those were intended as three parts to one motion or three separate motions, because then it's unclear what Alex is amending. So I really need clarification on that, because that will affect the motion to refer. It should be.
I'm emailing it right now.
Thank you, Lydia. Okay. And while we're having this brief interlude, what is the desire of the body? We have motions from governance. Do we wish to stay once we finish with this election business? Do we wish to stay in open session a little longer? We are 5 minutes to seven. Do we wish to go into closed session so that we can handle those matters there? That would be my recommendation as soon as we finish with the election matters. But I'm open to suggestion, and I'm checking for Lydia's email. There it is. Thank you.
This is Teresa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Teresa. Go ahead, please.
I did ask to be on the STAC, and I wasn't acknowledged. And I don't know.
I did hear we switched STACs. I apologize, Teresa. Go ahead.
That's okay. I am concerned about, I do think that we should try to go electronic, and I am concerned also about the issue involving opting in versus opting out. I'm very much for opting in, as our executive director had suggested. Eventually, if we're going to micromanage, or if we're going to make these determinations and not let our national election supervisor make these decisions, I'm assuming that these things will be voted on by the Pacifica National Board. We're asking people to vote on that right now, and if so, I would like to make it known that I am preferring that people say that they, if we're going to do what Bob Litterer on the Elections Committee called an aggressive push on air to ask people to opt out, which has, I think, pretty significantly proven that it does not work. When we sent out more than 70,000 ballots, under 50 people opted out. I think that's pretty significant that it's been tested and it doesn't work. So I'm more for opt-in, as Arlene suggests. So I hope we either vote that part down or give that choice to our national election supervisor to determine whether he thinks that would make a difference in reaching some sort of quorums. So thank you so much for letting me vent on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. I'll take that part. I mean, even I have something to say about that. Okay, I've got to make a ruling so we get on with this because it's messy and not messy. I will rule that Alex's motion is a separate motion because there seems to be tremendous confusion about which three parts there are actually motions. So it looks to me like we're going to handle each one piece by piece. And I just looked at those minutes, and it still isn't clear to me, you know, whether Section 1 and, you know, which part of these are supposed to be separate motions. So it's based on that because here's my rationale behind that for another reason, which is Alex has introduced something which I don't know whether it's been chewed on or not by the Elections Committee, but it isn't on this report, which is electronic voting. It's an entirely different subject, and it's quite controversial amongst many people. So I'd like us to be able to vote on the other things which have actually been vetted by the Elections Committee and come to the board. So I'm going to handle Alex's motion as a separate item so that we can refer it to be appropriately massaged and brought back to us while still voting on the other thing. So that's my ruling, all right? And then we'll go back.
I object to that ruling.
Well, if Alex...
I support the ruling. It's perfectly appropriate to bring up motion related to the elections when we're reading...
Alex is speaking out of turn. Alex is not recognized.
I am making a point of order.
Okay, excuse me.
Okay, you make a point of order, but Alex, if I may point out, my point there are separate issues that have been brought forward, and there's now a motion to refer. The real thing that I'm handling is, do I refer everything that just came from the Elections Committee because it's just one long run-on omnibus motion to start, or the work of the committee does not even get considered this evening? Or do I refer the part that's been introduced afresh? And it seems to be...
Okay, I beg your pardon, then. I misunderstood what you were reading.
I'm not saying it's inappropriate to bring it up. It's just there was a motion to refer, and I don't want to refer everything when they may be handled separately. So... the question was called. We still had a lot of discussion. So if I could ask, I don't believe Madam Secretary has joined the call. Bill, if you could call the roll, please. The motion to refer, a yes vote, would refer the motion that was introduced by Alex Steinberg to allow the approval and introduction of electronic balloting. And a yes vote would refer that back to the Elections Committee. A no vote would not, and we would have to decide upon that this evening here. And Bill, if you'd be kind enough to call the roll, please. Thank you.
Okay, this is alphabetical by last name. Ken Aaron?
Refer.
Point of order.
Yes, George?
What was on the floor was a motion to end debate. That hadn't even been voted on. It requires two-thirds, and I would like to see it voted on. I would like to say more about this.
I did not move that motion. Is there an objection to ending debate?
Yes, I object to ending debate.
Okay, thank you, George. All right. Well, then, could you please go ahead and call the roll on ending debate, Bill? I'm sorry. And if my phone cuts out, I'll be right back on it. But so a yes motion will cut off debate, and then would go to a vote on the motion to refer. A no vote will not end debate. We'll continue to discuss whether or not to refer this matter back to the Elections Committee this evening. Thank you. Now, Bill, call the roll, please.
Okay, and this is just on ending debate on Alex's, on the motion.
On the motion
referring
to
Alex's motion. Yeah. Okay. All right, Ken Aaron.
End debate, yes.
Okay, Ivan Alsame. Can't hear you, Ivan. Teresa Allen.
I pass. Oh, I say yes, end debate.
Nia Bediako.
Yes, please.
Okay. Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Carolyn Burton.
No.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis. Can't hear you, Kathy. Revelyn Gold. Can't hear you, Revelyn. Heather Gray.
No.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Afia Wangaza. Can't hear you, Afia. Laura Priebus.
Yes.
Summer Reese, not voting, I guess. Marcel Reed. Can't hear you, Marcel. George Ryder?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No. What are you going to do with it?
I'm not sure who you're talking about. With Tracy?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay. Bill Crozier changes his vote to no. Did I skip anybody? Okay, we have yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Noes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So passes.
Thank you. Off now, we'll move to the motion to refer. A yes vote will refer Alex's motion back to the Elections Committee. A no vote will not. And take it up this evening. Thank you. Phil, if you could call the roll again, please. Thank you.
Okay. Ken Aaron?
Refer.
And yes, okay. Evan Alsame? Can't hear you, Evan. Teresa Allen?
No.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Wesley Lathen?
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burton?
No.
Okay, thank you. Lydia Razon?
Yes.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis?
Can't
hear you, Kathy. Revelyn Gold? Can't hear you, Revelyn. Heather Gray?
No.
Okay, thank you. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza? Can't hear you, Afia. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Thank you. Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. George Ryder?
No.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Thank you. Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Thank you. Did I miss anybody? Okay, we have yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Motion passes. Motion to refer passes.
Thank you, Bill.
I call the vote on the other two motions.
Well, there were actually three parts there, and I'm still not clear. And maybe Callan could reiterate which parts are one motion.
Well, I make a motion to disambiguate them and make them separate motions.
Thanks. So maybe we could get through them this time. New stack. Carolyn, could you read the first motion, and we'll just try to vote on them each in order, please?
Madam Chair, this is Lydia again. As I said, the timeline was passed as a separate motion first.
Okay.
During portion, if we could just get that for the public, and because the election supervisor has requested that vote, if we do nothing else, that's the most important.
Could I prevail upon Carolyn, or just go ahead and read that motion, the timeline one? I don't care if we take them in order. I just want to get through them and vote on them.
Yes, I do agree that the timeline is appropriate because both the National Supervisor Report and the members have to know. The chart I have in front of me is not, there was nothing attached to the motion that I got. So the chart I have in front of me lists the tasks, the what the bylaws say, what the proposed change is, and comments. So I'm just going to read the issue or the event and the change. And if you have the bylaws in front of you, you can go back and see what the original was. The because we're 2 months behind.
Point of information.
Yes.
Is this is what was voted on by the committee? This was passed out of committee?
I believe it was. What I have in front of me, Lydia, perhaps you can tell me, I have developed by Terry Barishas, June 17th. Is that the proposed election schedule?
Madam Chair, can we call the question? I don't think it's necessary to read all that detail.
Well, I think the
We're
members
familiar
need
with
to know
it. I mean, it's basically moving it 2 months ahead.
No, it's a little, there's some subtle changes, and I think the members need to know the dates. I disagree. But I'll do whatever the chair wishes.
Folks, can we stop all the crosstalk? You know, I hate to point out to everybody, but it's like 8 minutes after seven, and we have an executive session to get through. Carolyn, if you have the wording, if not, let's have Lydia do it, please. Someone just read the motion. And other people, please stop questioning the motion, and then let's vote on the motion so that we get done something here.
What I have, appointment of the National Supervisor, June 14th. Nominations for candidates open on July 31st. Nominations close on August 29th. The local election supervisors confirm the eligibility. We're hoping for September 6th. That hasn't been confirmed by the National Supervisor. The date of record, which is... The date of record is the date by which members must be enrolled as members in order to vote, September 1st. The initial campaign period is September 1st through October 15th. Ballots will be mailed on October 16th. Campaign continues. The election will close by November 30th if the quorum is achieved. The election results will be announced on December 15th. And if there's any quorum extension ballots, that will be announced and set the day after the 16th. And any results of any extended elections will be aimed for December 21st. And the new LSBs will be seated by the end of December rather than at the beginning. And that is the new timeline.
Is there any discussion?
Yes, this is Lydia. Just for as a point of clarification, what was actually in the elections motion had the August 1st to the 30th nominating period, October 15th, the November 30th, October 15th ballots to be mailed, November 30th, the deadline for receipt of ballots, November 15th, the deadline to complete ballot count. Certify election results. Those were the only four dates in the motion, just for point of clarification, I think. And I would just like to amend what the election supervisor has included on our and is posted on our website, which is the September 1st as the date of record by which members and staff must be enrolled in order to receive ballots. And then Carolyn was reading from some other document that the NES put out, which was an additional date. Carolyn, what was that I hadn't heard? December 21st? That's also not in the election committee motion, but we can include that so everything is official.
Well, I never got a copy of what was attached to our agenda, so you're right. I was reading from something the supervisor put out, which I assumed was the same. I don't have the...
No, but what is the 21st date, please?
I'm sorry, I missed that. What is your question?
You said something happens on December 21st. What was that?
That was the date by which the National Supervisor was aiming for, if there had been an extended election, he would aim for the 21st. But as you know, the bylaws give the National Supervisor some flexibility in...
Right. Okay, so my only amendment is going to be to amend to add the September 1st date as a date of record by which members and staff must be enrolled in order to receive ballots. I'm reading off of the Pacifica website.
I did read that, but I read that. That was the record date, the date of record.
Yeah.
Arlene, to the stack.
I got you, Arlene. Hold on. Is everybody else done? Thank you. Did we get the... clarified.
Alexander, what is Summer?
Okay, Arlene and then Nia.
Yeah, there are a couple of minor differences in what was posted on the website, and Terry had told me he was fine with those. I think we kind of crossed in getting this done. The date that we had posted for the nominating period was August 1st to the 30th. That's just about a day or two difference from what Carolyn read. September 1st as the date of record, that was a few days different. The campaign period isn't posted on the website. We can add that for September 1st to October 15th. The ballots to be mailed is the same. The deadline for receipt and the deadline to complete is the same. The December 21st is not on the website. We can add that if you'd like. But I think since we have these posted on all station websites, and they're very close to what Carolyn read, it would be nice to go with what was posted already.
No, I agree. Thank you. They should definitely do that. I read what I had, and as you pointed out, that was not the final version. So thank you.
Yeah, I'm reading from the minutes, so it's the same with the exception of the additional nominating September 1st date, which we can add that just to make it.
That's on the website already.
That's on the website. It was not in the election committee motion.
Oh, okay.
That's my amendment. That's the only thing that's missing.
Okay, so just to be parliamentary about this, is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Okay, we got a second.
This is me, a second.
Point of order.
And I'm going to forward to you what Jane said to confirm, and it says here, pass without objection. So I'll send it to everybody on the PNB. I'll support it now.
Point of order, Bill.
Yeah, I know. I heard you. Go ahead, Bill.
I believe the motion that Carolyn was reading, which was the one that was sent with the agenda, is the one that already has that revision in it that Lydia was talking about. It's the one that Bob Lutter sent us a few days ago, which came from Terry Bereshus.
Right, okay. But it was since we're only talking about what was passed by the election committee, I'm differentiating so we dot our I's and cross our T's.
Okay, we just need to clarify which motion we're voting on then. Is it the one from the elections committee?
Motion,
or is it the
motion that we're talking about is August 1st to 30th nominating period, October 15th, ballots to be mailed, November 30th, deadline for receipt of ballots, December 15th, deadline to complete ballot count and certify election results. That's the motion from the elections committee. I am amending it to include September 1st, date of record by which members and staff must be enrolled in order to receive ballots. Nia seconded.
Point of information, may I have a copy of this, or may we all?
It's on the Pacifica website at Pacifica.
Arlene, point of information.
Oh, the minutes, you mean?
Go ahead, Arlene.
Now, if you're in front of a computer, if you go to pacifica.org, it's right there on the front page.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So there's been some confusion, but it doesn't sound like it's insurmountable here because as long as we've got the date straight. Is there any objection to this motion? We can clarify whether this language was the same as what was sent to us or if it, in fact, has been amended. But if we're presuming it was amended, who is that?
Well, it was George. I was about to ask that we clarify that. I would like to see it, since the differences are insignificant, I would like to see it be amended, or if that's not necessary, just pass it so that it is what it was already put up on the website, so we don't get any confusion about that.
Precisely.
And it isn't clear to me which is which, but I would like to see it to be in the version that was actually put up on the website.
Thank you. Okay, so in conformity with what is already up on our website, despite any confusion in tonight's telling of it, is there an objection to this motion for the timeline with all the clarifications and corrections that have been made during this call? And if I hear none, then can I have someone propose a motion to accept this?
So moved.
Thank you. And no objections? Okay, very good. Thank you, everybody. Could we pass the other elections motion just because elections are time sensitive and things take so long to get to them? So
let's go.
Carolyn or Lydia, could one of you please read the next motion?
And maybe we could just cut through the remaining items on the election committee's report, if possible, and then we could go to executive session, if there's an objection to that.
Okay. Well, Carolyn, are you reading these?
Well, I have only two in front of me on the agenda. Is there...
Okay. This is what Bob Letter sent to the PMB and to Terry, dated June 27th, so yesterday.
Okay, so
he did not include the votes. What I sent earlier did, but anyway, the thinner paper for
all. Wait, excuse me, 1 minute. If we can't introduce new motions, we can't introduce a new motion. Is this on the agenda, or do we have to refer it back to committee or back to the next meeting?
This is the one that's on the agenda. I'm just asking one of you to read it, please. The confusion is that there are three differently labeled parts without making clear whether or not those are separate motions or one. It appears to be one motion with various pieces. I'm hoping one of you on the elections committee can go ahead and...
Is that what you're referring to? Motion number one labeled on the... Thank you.
So the thinner paper for all materials except ballots, whichever is feasible and least expensive.
Okay. Is that a separate subpart?
That's the first one, so we can vote on that.
So,
Second the motion.
Second the motion. Okay, it doesn't have to be second. It came from committee, but thank you. Is there any objection to this motion? If not...
I object.
Okay, so there's an objection. Discussion?
Yes, I'd like to be on the stack.
Go ahead, Alex. Go ahead.
My objection is that all this motion is saying is we should do our mailing efficiently. That's fine, but if this is all the elections committee has been doing, they've been really wasting their time. I mean, the big issue to me is the issue of electronic balloting. If they're not addressing that issue, I don't know why we're wasting time with this nonsense.
Thank you, Alex. It may be a waste of time, but it made its way to the agenda. So I imagine actually did chew on this, and if they feel that the PNB needs to give direction on this matter, then here we are. So does somebody wish to, is there more discussion, or does someone want to be recognized so that he or she can call the question? I mean, it's 7:20 in California.
This is Lydia.
And Aaron. Ken?
Okay, I heard Lydia first. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
I call the question.
Thank you. Is there any objection to calling the question and ending debate?
Point of order. Carolyn made an amendment earlier when we first started talking about this to amend the 350 words to change it to 150 words.
Not there yet.
And Teresa seconded it.
We didn't get there yet, Bill.
Since this item began, as to whether or not each thing that is sublabeled are in fact separate motions or are three parts of one motion. I have yet to get really a satisfactory answer, so we're handling this as separate pieces. We're on thinner paper right now. If we chop through thinner paper, we'll get to item number two, and then I think item number three was the length of the words. Okay, thank you. All right, so is there any objection to ending debate and calling question on printing materials on thinner paper? Without objection? All right, is there any objection to this motion? And if not, could someone please...
I already raised an objection.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alex, you did object. Okay, so if there's no objection...
And Carolyn, on this, please, I object to...
There's no...
Sorry, Cal?
Point of order, no more debate.
There's no more stack.
Called.
That's what I was asking, if there was any objection to calling the question.
Yes.
Oh. You object to calling the question?
Yes, it presumes something we haven't voted on yet.
No, that was already done. That was
going out
point of
Monday.
Order. We already had a vote on calling the question. There were no objections.
Point of order, you interrupted me.
I was
explaining the nature of my objection.
She may have been trying to be recognized, Ken. I will give her the benefit of the doubt. There's an objection to calling the question. Bill, could you please call the roll on calling the question?
Okay, and this is just on that one, part one of the motion one.
Yep.
Okay, Ken Aaron?
Call the question.
Okay, it's yes. Ivan Alsame? Andrea Evan? Teresa Allen?
Yes, call the question.
Thank you. Mia Bediaco?
Yes.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Thank you. Liddy Brisson?
Yes.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Revelyn Gold? Can't hear you, Revelyn. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Alexa?
Yes.
Okay. Afia Wangaza? Can't hear you, Afia. Laura Privis?
Yes.
Thank you. Marcel Reed? Guess you're still out here. George Ryder?
Abstain.
Okay. Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Abstain.
Thank you. Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
I abstain.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Alexa passed?
Oh, no, I said yes.
Oh, you said yes. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so we have yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No's are one, just one, and three abstentions.
Thank you.
Motion to close debate passes.
Okay, so debate has been closed. There's been an objection to passing the motion. A yes vote will pass the motion for thinner paper materials except for ballots, and no vote will not. Bill, could you be kind enough to call the roll again, please?
Okay. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Thank you. Ivan Osme.
Point of information, can we ask if there is an objection to this?
There was an objection, Teresa. That's why
okay.
We just went.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm with you. Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Teresa Allen, you're next to vote.
Yes. Thinner paper. Golly.
Okay. Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune? Andrew Wesley. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
No,
you got you, Wesley.
That's all we're doing.
Was that a yes or a no, Carolyn?
That was a no.
No, okay. Liddy Brisson?
Yes.
Okay. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Revelyn Gold? Can't hear you, Revelyn. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Gabriel Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Alexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza? Can't hear you, Afia. Laura Purvis?
Yes.
Thank you. Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. George Ryder?
Yes.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Dan Siegel?
I'm for thicker. No. Yes.
Okay. Alex Steinberg?
I want to go on record as not voting on the thinner paper motion.
Gee.
Okay. President Lambert.
You will.
Right. Oh. Andrea Turner?
Yes. I want to go on record as voting yes for it.
Okay. So we have yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. One no, one not voting. Motion's approved.
Oh, thank you, Bill. All right, folks, do you want to try and get through the last two items before we check out and go to executive session? I will.
Should I continue?
Continue and expand a Central Pacifica Elections webpage on the Pacifica.org website controlled by NES to make information easier to access and complete. Pacifica will send people to it more through on-air announcements, event announcements, with ballot material, etc. Is that a motion, my gentle colleagues from Elections?
Yes. All of these were voted on separately as motions.
Okay, thank you. Well, that wasn't clear from what was sent to us.
Yes, thank you.
Get it all sorted now, we're fine. All right, so is there discussion on this matter? Does someone wish to motivate it? Does someone, any discussion on this?
And if not, someone could move for its approval.
Teresa?
Teresa, go ahead.
Okay. As a matter of clarification, we are discussing the matter. I'm having a hard time collecting my thoughts.
It's all right. We're not discussing the word length, if that's that one. That's the next one to come up. Right now we're just discussing the expanding.
The opt-in, opt-out?
No, we're not in opt-in,
okay.
opt-out yet.
Okay,
I'll reread
you.
It's yours, certainly. It is continue and expand a Central Pacifica Elections webpage.
Okay,
on the
never mind. I understand. Okay.
Okay,
I'm for calling the question.
Thank you. The question's been called. Is there any objection to calling the question? And hearing none, is there any objection to the motion? If not, someone can I hear so moved?
So moved. So moved.
Thank you.
So moved for the record and no objection. How about that?
Amen. Thank you. Okay, cool. Thank you, everybody. Awesome. Next one. So, this is the one that you are thinking of, Teresa, and I will read it. And if there's some correction, I'm sure someone will do that, but this is what's on the agenda that was sent to us. For the candidate statement, it should say allow voters. It says allow votes, so except for that little typo. For the candidate statements, allow voters to opt out from having statements mailed to them with more robust email on air and website promotion of this option, and with a hard copy statement limited to 350 words per candidate and with the full 500-word statement available online. This one,
Teresa,
I presume,
for the stack.
This has this. Okay, Teresa, you're first, and I'll take a cue. Go ahead, Teresa.
I move that we allow the National Elections Supervisor to make this decision on this.
Okay. That. Are you making an amendment that? I mean, you would be moving that we not implement this, I would presume.
Mm. Correct.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
I'm not sure that's a separate motion, Teresa.
Well,
that would simply
yeah.
mean that we would not pass this motion, I think.
Yeah.
It would be a substitute.
Point of order, that's a different motion.
Yeah, that's a substitute.
The National Election Supervisor, absent direction from us, will in fact make these decisions, so I'm not sure that...
Well, let me phrase it that this is a substitute, because I think that the National Election Supervisor should obviously consider this as a money-saving matter, but it deserves his serious consideration as to whether it would affect quorums and such. So it is a substitute,
Arlene,
that we put this in the hands of our National Election Supervisor for this decision.
We make this recommendation, but leave the decision whether or not to do this to the National Election Supervisor. Am I capturing it?
Well, I'm not recommending this. I'm for opting in rather than opting out.
Okay, that's a motion, Teresa. The other thing isn't really a motion, because the National Election Supervisor is the person charged with making these decisions if we don't give some guidance. Do you wish to make a motion to opt in rather than to opt out, or come back to the stack, perhaps?
Okay,
this is Lydia to the stack. So.
Okay, I'm going to let Teresa finish. Teresa, did you want to rethink that motion and come back on the stack with it, or did you want to fly with it?
Okay, are you saying, Madam Chair, that in your opinion, what we're passing right now is just a suggestion for the National Election Supervisor, and we're not going to be upset if this election supervisor chooses to do? To do all the exact opposite of what we recommend?
Well, what I am saying is that your motion isn't exactly a motion, because unless we pass something like this, then we wouldn't have something upon which to recommend that the election supervisor make it his or her call, his call. And this, do you know what I mean? This isn't a policy that's existing already, so unless we pass the policy, then your motion that we allow the election supervisor to be the person who makes this decision.
So it is your interpretation, Madam Chair, that what we're passing right now are policy decisions on this election.
It would seem to me that, if we go ahead and have
the matter for the thinner paper, for example, was a policy decision?
It seems to me that it's somewhat administrative in function. The entire issue as to whether the board is allowed to be involved in any way in making any of these decisions, I mean, for those who were on the board the last time we had our full elections, in my opinion, they were a gross debacle, and this very issue came up then, which is, do you not send election statements to people? And we ended up spending quite a lot of money having to send them later, and it gives a distinct advantage to people who mail slates when all of the candidates who may or may not be aligned with a particular slate do not get their election statements into the hands of voters. I mean, I have very strong opinions. I tend to agree with you, Teresa, about the opt-out not being an effective methodology, and I agree with Arlene. Opt-in is more effective because we just ended up with a lot of people that didn't know what these candidates stood for, and then we had to mail twice. That was expensive and wasteful. So what I'm saying is, if you want to make a substitute motion, it cannot be phrased in, let's leave this up to the election supervisor, because that's not a substitute. If we don't pass this policy, it's up to the election supervisor anyway. That's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
We're not going
Let me withdraw, Madam Chair, then let me withdraw my motion. I am opposed to passing this motion. Thank you.
Okay. And I'm
Arlene, Summer, you got me on the stack, please, Lydia.
I just wanted to finish. Teresa, if there is a motion that you would like to introduce as an opposing or substitute, as in opt-in instead of opt-out or something like that, then consider that and have, you know, be called on the stack again if you so choose. So,
and you motion?
Thank you. I've got Lydia, I've got Arlene, I've got Carolyn. Go ahead, Lydia.
Up to this point, I mean, it is our responsibility to try to actually help the election supervisor in kind of clearing the brush, as it were. But he's very interactive, so he has been very responsive. He wanted to be on the PAC elect listserv and so on and so forth. I'm sure if there is something that he really disagrees with or something, he will make a decision about it and write to the board. But as you can see, what we have heard so far from him is, I really want the board to pass the timeline officially because it's not the bylaws timeline, right? So if anything, he has gone to us for, some direction. But I'm sure if we pass something silly, he's going to say, you know, this really isn't feasible, or, you know, I have worked up all the numbers, and I discovered that we actually have 75,000, you know, current email addresses where we can send, you know, their code to vote online, whatever. I mean, you know, it's like we're going to be able to have that kind of discussion before the election starts. Once it starts, it's completely out of our hands for sure. So I say we go ahead. I am motivating that we pass the motion as is. If he would prefer the 100 words or whatever, you know, he can write back to us. We have time.
So
I'm going to vote yes on this motion.
Okay, thank you.
For the reasons actually that the chair articulated.
Okay, thank you. Arlene and then Carolyn.
Yeah. First of all, opt-out is almost meaningless. I mean, we can make announcements on the air and tell people to call us, and I'd be surprised if we got 50 calls from people saying they wanted to opt out. Once we've done the mailing, opt-out doesn't mean anything. Secondly, Terry has expressed to me that he's comfortable with doing it either way, but he really feels there should be some guidance, and I'm asking for guidance because last time we went ahead and made a decision that we weren't sending out booklets, but that we were referring people to the website, and then the board came back and passed at the last minute that booklets had to be sent out, and so we incurred double mailing costs, and I'm trying to avoid that kind of problems again. And that was long after the election period had started. And so to say that the board can't do anything after the election period has started, they did it last time, or you did it last time. So I'd like, you know, some kind of definitive something, but an opt-out is almost meaningless.
Point of information?
Carolyn? Sorry, George, what's your point of information?
I haven't got it in front of me. I haven't got any of the emails that people sent out with this thing. Would someone read it again? Or
sure.
Send me an email with it, or both.
Okay, it says, for the candidate statement, Again, there's a typo, so I'm fixing it. Allow voters to opt out from having statements mailed to them. With a more robust email on-air website promotion of this option and with a hard copy statement limited to 350 words per candidate and with the full 500-word statements available online.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, George. Okay, Carolyn, you're next.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to correct something else before I respond to this directly. The phrase opt-in and opt-out is often confused. I think this motion is badly worded. We should allow voters to opt in to receiving information online, not opt out from having them mailed to them. But whichever one we're looking for, the email addresses are irrelevant. Information should have gone out to the voters in the last mailing that went out. I'm very disturbed that Arlene put out a national office mailing that did not have information in it, and I hope that the second mailing that she mentioned does have it in it. It says, if you want to receive information on the Internet, here is the website where the candidate information will be. And that must be in mail by letter. I think by law we would have to. We cannot depend on the radio. Arlene is right. That will never get a good response. We must notify the members by mail that they have the option, and then they can go to the website. In that same mailing, with maybe 24 hours worth of notice and work, we could give every member of the foundation receiving that mailing a PIN number, and that would be their PIN number if they wanted to vote online when the time came. They would get a postcard at some point saying, ballot materials are going out. If you'd rather vote online, use the PIN number we sent you last week, or here it is again, and so on. So that part, we don't need their email addresses. That's not the issue. The issue is, are we notifying them that there is an option by mail? So that's one issue. With regard to this motion, I just wanted to clarify that because people seem to be confused about that. With regard to this motion, I'll make the motion that I made again, and that was to amend 350 words per candidate down to 150 words per candidate.
Are you also amending it to make it opt-in instead of opt-out, or are you...
As long as the words from having statements mailed to them is there, it's less confusing than without. So that wording should stay because that's what the committee passed. But the idea, you get the idea that they're opting to go to the website instead legally. If they have the option and they say yes, it's quite legal. Because the bylaws require us to mail out the statements without permission. So we need to get their permission or their agreement by returning a letter to us or a note to us or an 800 number, which we've discussed before, and the election company that we're going to hire to do this work will do it for us. They have a website of an 800 number, whatever we want. But that is a secondary point. The point here, I really want to cut down on the postage. 150 words per candidate will encourage people to go online even further. So I would like to change 350 words to 150 words and encourage, and another motion maybe down the line after tomorrow's meeting, to encourage people to do that.
Okay. This motion encompasses both concepts of opting in, opting out, and the number of words per statement. So are you looking to bifurcate the issues and deal just with the word statement, and you're making an amendment as to that portion of the motion only, that it be cut to 150 words? Is that correct, Carolyn?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's right.
Okay. Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Thank you. Was that Campbell?
Wesley.
Wesley, thank you. Just for the record, thank you. All right, very good. Discussion?
Bill?
Bill? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, you know, I like the idea of cutting down the statement length, as that'll reduce the amount of paper and the amount of printing and postage costs. But the main part of this is just wrong. Allowing voters to opt out, that's the main part of this section of the motion. And it's not going to save money. It's going to cost money. We tried this 2 years ago. We did have on-air promotions. There were, I think, less than 5 or 10 people per station on the average that actually opted out. It's more trouble to remove those few then just go ahead and send the ballots to everybody. And it's just not worth it, both in terms of airtime and the trouble to implement the opt-out. But what we don't have is an opt-in here. We really, I think we should just vote this down and come back to the next meeting with another motion that has a more effective opt-in approach, where you don't get the printed stuff unless you ask for it. Make it easy to ask for it. Everybody gets a postcard or an envelope or something telling you how to do it.
Uh-uh.
But I'm just opposed to the motion completely. I think we need to redo it and come back with a different version next meeting.
This is Lydia.
Kent is
George.
Tracy. And Tracy for the staff, please.
Okay. I had Anna Rowland this summer.
All right, thanks. Hold on. I had Lydia. I thought I heard Campbell. I heard George, and I heard Tracy, and then I heard Carolyn for a second round.
No, you didn't hear Campbell.
I didn't hear Campbell. It sounded like Campbell, but I had asked to go. I was supposed to be earlier. But anyway.
So I'm going to put you right after Lydia then. Lydia, Nia, George, was that your voice I heard or not?
It was.
Okay.
I wanted to get on the stand.
And Dan.
I was ahead of George.
And Dan. Okay, so Carolyn, I'm going to put you on at the end because you've spoken once and you're the proponent of the amendment, all right?
I do want to correct what something Bill said.
Is it a point of information that's short, Carolyn?
Yes, I think that we didn't do it right last time. We didn't have a company that did it right, and I think that's a poor thing to compare it to. I think this company knows how to do it and will do it right. You may have missed some of that discussion, but I just want to say that's not a great comparison, what happened last time.
A point of information, but thank you. Okay, Lydia, Nia, George, Tracy, Ken, Dan, anyone else who has not yet spoken on this matter?
Leslie.
Leslie will be after Dan. And I'll come
point
back
of order, can we limit discussion to like 60 seconds or something?
I'm beat if everyone will try to be brief. Lydia?
Yes, people I spoke to who didn't vote last time, who got their ballot, but because it was just a list of names, put it aside, and then by the time the booklet came later with the statements, you know, they couldn't put it together. And I'm afraid, I mean, any of us, if we try to write just 100 words, it doesn't give sufficient information. I think that I support the 350 words. But 150 words, I think, is still too limited. And so I support the motion, and I encourage us to pass it. I think we discussed it at length in the Elections Committee, and I strongly think that we need to make quorum. We have a truncated period. We're going to run into the general elections. We're going to run into the holidays. So please, let's just move forward and vote yes on this. On the original motion, not on or is this on the substitute? Is this?
I'm sorry.
Was I on the staff for the substitute?
Who is that?
Am I speaking to against the substitute? What are we doing?
Yes, you were speaking. Well, you were speaking. It sounded like in favor of the main motion.
In favor of the main motion, and I'm speaking against the substitute for those same reasons. Thank you.
Yes, I did understand what you were trying to express. Thank you. On the substitute, but you know, obviously. We're encompassing discussion of both the substitute and the amendment and the main motion. Next person on the stack is Nia, followed by George, followed by Tracy, followed by Ken, Dan, Wesley, and Carolyn. Nia, you're up.
Yes, thank you, Summer. I'm the one who made this motion to bring it down to 350 in order to save time and money. But I think 150 is just too brief. I mean, I know brevity is genius, but it's really hard to express oneself in 150 words talking about all the attributes that we really need in board members to effectively govern this foundation. So I don't think that 150 words are sufficient. So I am not in favor of this at all. I'm in favor of leaving the motion as it came from the Elections Committee. Thank you.
Teresa for the stack. Okay, Teresa, I'll put you on. Next person up is George.
This was supposed to be a motion to save money. I think it's clear it saves an insignificant amount of money if you reduce the words a little bit. We're still talking about 20, 30,
candidates for a member position. We're talking about a bunch of pages being sent to, you know, 90% of the people aren't even going to use it. It doesn't make any sense at all, it seems to me. And I think Bill is completely correct. However, I'm going to move to refer this back to committee and come forward with something which will really save us some money on these mailing costs. So I move to refer it back to committee.
Thank you, George.
Second.
Who is the second, please?
Alex.
Thank you, Alex. Objection to referring this to committee. The dog doesn't object. Does anyone object to referring this to committee? If not, then let's move. Can someone go ahead and you've moved to refer? I hear no objections, so I'm going to do it once, twice, three times. Plenty of time to unmute. Okay. Without objection, this matter is referred back to committee, both the the amendment and the main motion for further discussion to hopefully come back to the body with something more conclusive for us. Thank you, folks. Okay, that was the last thing on the Elections Committee agenda. I would recommend that we go ahead and thank the public for joining us and get off of this call and go ahead and
for
an hour or thereabouts. Is there any objection to that? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Without objection.
Thank you, Campbell. Okay, folks, let's get over to executive session as quickly as we can. Thank you.
Hello? Hello?